music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The European Union has leveled its first antitrust penalty against Apple, fining the company nearly $2 billion for breaking competition laws in its music service. Just into ABC News, Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, will plead guilty today to perjury charges. The Supreme Court expected to deliver at least one decision today. It could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to remove Donald Trump from the ballot because of his role in the Capitol riot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. Israel under increasing pressure to finish negotiations on a ceasefire in Gaza.
A six-week ceasefire is currently being negotiated in Egypt. Israel is not attending the negotiations in Cairo. According to Israeli media, Israel is demanding Hamas turn over a full list of living hostages before any ceasefire deal moves forward.
ABC's Ike Ajachi, the U.S. started dropping aid packages by air over the weekend to Gaza, Vice President Harris calling for a ceasefire. This is ABC News. Fresh hopes for the families of the 239 people who disappeared nearly a decade ago, along with Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
A Texas-based company, Ocean Infinity, claims to have scientific evidence of the plane's final resting place at the bottom of the ocean and is proposing an all-new, no-find, no-fee search. Malaysia's transportation minister says he's invited Ocean Infinity to share its new evidence and has promised if it's credible, he'll push to greenlight a new search.
That's ABC's Derek Dennis. The plane vanished in March of 2014 during a flight from Malaysia to China. Haiti now under a nighttime quarantine after gangs raided the country's biggest prison, setting free about 4,000 inmates. A new recall from Trader Joe's, the supermarket chain, says its steamed chicken soup dumplings may have been contaminated by pieces of plastic. More than 160,000 boxes of them are being recalled. They all have a Best Buy date of March 7th, 2025. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high right around 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine near 50. By Wednesday, clouds increasing with a high of 51. If you have issues with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193 is the number. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Search for a missing Two Rivers three-year-old is approaching its second week. This past weekend, Two Rivers police said they focused search efforts for Elijah Vu on rural areas in Manitowoc County. The National Guard and FBI aided in a ground search across the county. Mobilizing the women's vote and reproductive rights were the focus of First Lady Jill Biden's appearance in Waukesha Sunday on the last stop of her Women for Biden campaign tour. On Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the Badger State with a stop in Madison. And Wisconsin's corrections secretary will retire this week. Governor Tony Evers announced last week Kevin Carr will leave his position overseeing the state's corrections system on Friday. Carr's 40-year career began with the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. He was also a U.S. Marshal for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program is the opportunity for education and ag literacy materials to be shared with all kinds of learning spaces. You have the opportunity to influence and inspire youth, helping teach agriculture to those who are willing and able to listen.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom and the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The City of Wabasha and the Wabasha Port Authority have selected Kellner Bartman Properties, LLC, out of Red Wing to begin developing plans for proposed 44-unit market-rate apartment building in downtown Wabasha on city property. The site is located at the intersection of Allegheny Avenue and 2nd Street, just steps away from Wabasha's historic Main Street and many of the amenities of the downtown, including the Mississippi River Public Library and National Eagle Center. The apartment building will have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units, an exercise room, and community room with 28 underground parking stalls. The City of Wabasha will partner with the developer to pursue a Minnesota grant and a tax increment financing district to support the project. The start date is now unknown at this time. One person is recovering after a house fire in Eau Claire. It happened at 2:30 yesterday afternoon on a home on Uranus Avenue where crews arrived to find smoke and flames coming from the first floor. They were able to pull the victim out, but there's no update on that person's condition. Crews had the fire out in about 10 minutes and say it damaged the kitchen and living room. No word on the cause of that blaze. Wisconsin taxpayers will be on the hook for Michael Gableman's legal fees. Those costs stem from Gableman's review of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin and subsequent lawsuits. A review by WisPolitics shows that legal fees to defend the former state Supreme Court justice before the Office of Lawyer Regulation, along with a settlement the state assembly reached last month, have pushed taxpayers' exposure to nearly $2.7 million. Gableman is alleged to have violated professional standards for Wisconsin attorneys. Gableman was hired by Assembly Republicans as special counsel to investigate the election, which Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. The 14-month effort failed to find anything that would have altered that outcome. Governor Evers announced that the Department of Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr will leave his position this week. Carr received bipartisan support throughout his time in Evers' cabinet. He was one of the first to join in 2018 when Evers was voted in as governor. He helped steady a department that was under federal investigation for allegations of inmate abuse, official misconduct, and neglect. Carr now leaves as issues have begun to arise at various prisons for never-ending lockdowns and even rodent issues. His replacement will be announced in the upcoming weeks. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The finalists for Chancellor at UW La Crosse have been announced by the university. They are Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan, James Beebe, the Provost of Keene State and College in Keene, New Hampshire, and Christopher Olson, the Provost of Indiana State University. They will be participating in campus forums today through Wednesday, with a final decision to be made by the end of the month. As expected, Governor Tony Evers vetoed three Republican-authored tax bills. Evers has twice previously vetoed tax cuts from Republicans. In a statement Friday, the Democratic governor said the three measures, totaling $800 million, would have driven the state into insolvency and threatened services. The bills included expansion of the state's second income tax bracket to cover higher earners, an increase in the income tax credit for married couples, and an increase in the amount of retirees' income exempt from the state income tax. Evers did not mention a fourth Republican bill, an expanded tax credit for couples with children. Fatal workplace injuries increased in Wisconsin year-to-year by almost 20%. Newly released data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in 2022, 125 work injuries that led to deaths were reported in the Badger State. That number is the highest for Wisconsin since the state reached an all-time high of 138 in 2013, and it's also up from a total of 105 in 2021. Nationally, deadly work injuries went up from 2021 to 2022 by 5.7%. In neighboring states, the census of fatal occupational injuries showed Illinois totaled 177 of those injuries in 2022, while Minnesota had 81. Democrats unsuccessfully challenged changing the state congressional maps to the Wisconsin Supreme Court Friday. The rejected request will keep the new maps as they are for 2024. The new layout does weaken the GOP's grip on the state legislature, but followed the least change theory when drawn in 2022. Arguments made by the Democratic law firm Elias Law Group said that because the state Supreme Court said it wouldn't favor the congressional maps that follow it, meant the state ones should change too. The U.S. Supreme Court blocked maps drawn by Governor Evers in 2022. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Caitlin Clark is college basketball's all-time leading scorer, surpassing the great Pete Maravich. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Clark finished with 35, passing Maravich's 3,667, total by 18 points. Badger women fell to Michigan State 78-52, but forward Sarah Williams ran her consecutive double-double streak to 15 games with 17 points and 15 rebounds. The Badger women get a Big Ten tournament first-round bye. They'll take on Penn State in the second round on Thursday. Bucks shoot for their sixth straight win tonight. tonight when they host the Clippers at Fiserv. Badger men's basketball team limping to the finish line. Wisconsin falling at home to Illinois, 91-83 on Saturday. They had no answer for former Wisconsin Mr. Basketball Marcus Damask, who led Illinois with 31 points and 8 rebounds. Badger coach Greg Gard.
Well, he forced him into tough shots, and he hit some tough ones. Give him credit. He's a hard matchup, and watching all the film, he's been guarded 20 different ways. They put small guys on him. They put big guys on him. They've tried to go double him. They've doubled him from with little guys. They brought it from the backside. I just felt that we force him into tough shots, minimize the threes.
Badgers have dropped 7 of their last 9. They'll host Rutgers on Thursday. Purdue clinching a share of the Big Ten title with an 80-74 win over Michigan State on Saturday. Boilermakers have a 2-game lead on Illinois with 2 to play. The Illini will host Purdue on Tuesday night. The Badger men's hockey team closing out the regular season with a 4-1 victory over Michigan State on senior night at the Kohl Center Saturday. Carson Bantle and Sawyer Scholl scored 2 goals each. Badgers open Big Ten tournament play this weekend at home against Ohio State. Badger women swept St. Thomas with a 9-1 victory on Saturday. The Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 10-4 yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are on a 2-game losing streak after an 89-88 loss to the LA Clippers at the Target Center. The Wolves led by 16 in the first quarter before blowing the lead. The Clippers took a 3-point lead in the final minute before Anthony Edwards dunked with 3 seconds left, but Minnesota wasn't able to foul before time expired. Edwards poured in 27 points in the losing effort. Minnesota will host Portland tonight. Kirill Kasparov scored a hat trick as the Wild came back to beat San Jose 4-3 at the Xcel Energy Center. Anthony DeClaire gave the Sharks a 1-goal lead when he scored in the first 30 seconds of the third period, but Kasparov netted the game-tying goal 2 minutes later before knocking in the game winner with under 4 minutes left. Minnesota snaps a 3-game losing streak and now will visit the Coyotes on Thursday. The Minnesota Twins played to a 4-4 tie with Tampa Bay in spring training yesterday. Semien Woods-Richardson pitched 2 scoreless innings, while Max Kepler roped a 2-run home run. The Twins have a split squad doubleheader against the Orioles and Braves later today. The Minnesota Golden Gophers shook off a slow start to take down Penn State 75-70 at Williams Arena. The Gophers had trailed by 12 at halftime before outscoring Penn State 45-28 the rest of the way. Minnesota will host Indiana on Wednesday. And the WYAA boys sectional basketball semifinals will be held on Thursday. And Durand, Arkansas, with their win over the weekend over Fall Creek, will be facing La Crosse Aquinas. That game will be held at Osseo Fairchild Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Kyle Larson claims win 1 of the season in Las Vegas. The Monday Morning Race Recap is brought to you by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Entering yesterday's Pennzoil 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, one of the biggest questions was, could Chevrolet claim its 3rd win in a row? The answer is a huge yes. Kyle Larson and Hendrick Motorsports dominated and won their first of the season.
My car felt better than it did in the fall. Obviously, in the fall, the conditions are warmer in Vegas. That has a big effect on the balance of your race car, especially in the long run. But I thought my car drove better, as Cliff mentioned, from the beginning of the run to the end of the run. In the fall, I would get really, really loose. And even all the other Vegas races, I would get really, really loose on the long runs. But today, my balance stayed not bad. I know those guys were a little bit better than me. It helps when you're getting big drafts on the straightaways.
Kyle Larson led 181 of the 267 laps yesterday. Tyler Reddick gave Larson a run for his money, but ended up finishing in second. Third was Ryan Blaney, with Ross Chastain fourth and Ty Gibbs fifth. Noah Gregson, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and William Byron were the rest of the top 10 finishers. Next, for the NASCAR Cup Series, it's a visit to the Phoenix Raceway. Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Shriners Children's 500 begins Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm Mike Bagley. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. The Baraboo-based Aldo Leopold Foundation is commemorating the 75th anniversary of Aldo Leopold's book, A Sand County Almanac, with its annual Leopold Week virtual speaker series, which runs through March 10th. In addition, the organization announced the passing of someone important to the Leopold legacy. More details when we return, but first.
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
Aldo Leopold holds an important place in Wisconsin conservation history. Just as it was about to kick off its annual Leopold Week event, the Aldo Leopold Foundation in Baraboo announced that it was saddened to share that late on February 25th, Estelle Leopold passed away at the age of 97. As the last remaining child of Aldo Leopold, her death marks another turning of the page in the Leopold legacy. Keeping with the family tradition, Estella was an honored scientist and ardent conservationist in her own right. She, along with her four siblings, founded the Aldo Leopold Foundation in 1982. As part of a kickoff event to Leopold Week last Friday, March 1st, the foundation held a tribute to Estella. Leopold Week events continue through March 10th and feature a number of high-profile conservation speakers. You can see the complete schedule and list of speakers at aldoleopold.org. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and or snow at times throughout the day. Little or no snow accumulation. We'll have highs, low 40s, northwest winds at around 10, 70% chance of that precipitation. Tonight, 30% chance of rain or snow early. Partly cloudy, late, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 40s. And Wednesday, sunshine early and highs low 50s. Clouds across the region even have some areas of very light snow. Wabasha, Nelson, 36. Ogallee, Plum City, Pepin, Lake City, 35. Mondovi, 32. 33 here in downtown Durand with Jordan Davis. And What My World Spins Around, it's 825.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Windows down on a first ride in a paid-up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six-string with stars out on a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring. I'm that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you. Yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kinda tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that that's what my world spins around. What my world spins around. Oh yeah. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. And I'm wrapped around your finger this ring I'm wearing. And that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing, cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk. I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat with 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine, he'd say. You can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. A couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her, and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Ellen Jackson, Drive for Daddy Gene, 835. I'm Brian Winnikins. And good morning. Join us for the Eau Claire Farm Show. That's going on tomorrow. And also on Wednesday, and that will be at the Chippewa Valley Expo Center in Eau Claire. We'll be there at the show both days, free admission both days from 9 until 3:30. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Emmy Award-winning actress and writer won an Emmy for her work on SCTV Network 90. I remember that. She's also been in the movies Monster House, Surviving Christmas, Best in Show, Home Alone, and Beetlejuice. You bet. Catherine O'Hara, 70 today. Wow. This Emmy Award-winning actress won an Emmy for her work on the sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond. Patricia Heaton, 66. Also, actress Stacey Edwards is 59. Her credits include the TV series The Lying Game and Chicago Hope. Also, musician and actor Chaz Bono is 55. Of course, the child of Sonny and Cher. Actor Josh Bowman is 36. He's best known for playing Daniel Grayson in the series Revenge. Basketball player Draymond Green is 34 today. Born on this date, College Football Hall of Famer Newt Rockne, born in the state in 1888. Also, actress Barbara McNair, born in the state in 1934. She was in the movies They Call Me Mr. Tibbs, Change of Habit, and Stiletto. And also singer and songwriter Bobby Womack, born in the state in 1944. Birthdays from yesterday. Caden Bauer, happy birthday. Laura Beale also having a birthday yesterday. Joe Brager had a birthday yesterday. Birthdays today. Mike McMahon celebrating a birthday. And Rhonda's son, Warren. Warren Sweeney has a birthday today, too. And so their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Duran Smokehouse. Highway 85 Duran. Visit Duran Smokehouse as the hog sale continues through the end of the month. Visit Duran Smokehouse, Highway 85 Duran for more information. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Duran. Visit Dairy Queen of Duran for lunch today. Don't forget to download the Dairy Queen of Duran app. Earn points for use for free treats on future visits to Dairy Queen of Durant. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durant, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durant, Durant Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Duran Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Duran Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, 70% chance of rain and or snow this afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation, highs low 40s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, 30% chance of rain and or snow early, partly cloudy late, lows upper 20s tomorrow. Sunshine, highs upper 40s. And for Wednesday, sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs low 50s. Currently across the region, do have clouds, even some light snow showers. Wabasha, Nelson 36, Ogallie, Plum City, Pepin and Lake City 35, Mondovi 32. Here at WRDN, clouds 33 with Tim McGraw and like Live Like You Were Dying. It's 840.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I love
in denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband, and most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. Then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were dying. To live like you were
dust. I feel like a king when I'm out with her highness. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. Behind us, I feel like a king when I'm out with her highness. I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk. Yeah, I'm her big cat daddy. She's my little miss honky tonk.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
The southern wind sings again and not a lullaby.
Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a-churn as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind.
There's a place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountains. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby.
If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by
and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Zach Brown, jump right in, 850. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, the Chippewa Valley Forage Council will be holding their spring seminar coming up this Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. That will be at the Back 40 in Bloomer. It'll be forage, dairy, and livestock farmers all invited to attend. Lunch will be served. Cost is $5. For more information, contact the Chippewa County Extension Service. Well, authorities in Jackson, Mississippi are investigating after a dog was found sleeping in the middle of the road. That's not a good idea. Why was puppy sleeping in the middle of the road? Apparently had the puppy had ingested marijuana. Ooh. Workers from Animal Rescue transported the animal to a nearby shelter. He did test positive for high levels of cannabis. Too much cannabis in the canine. A veteran said the system had to be flushed. Otherwise, the large black dog seems to be healthy. Large black dog eating large amounts of marijuana means the dog likes to eat anything, which stands to reason the dog's probably a lab.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 424-24. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It was gonna be a wild ride. You kissed me like you couldn't get enough. Barely made it out of your drive. Burn a little rubber at the red light. Got a little warning from the blue lights. It's only going on 9 o'clock, but feels more like midnight. We ain't even turned up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. Yeah, we got a whole lot of moonlight left. Already having the time of our lives. And we're just getting started tonight. Girl, you already got the window down. And you got your seat laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town. And you're already talking about a six pack. Already got your shoes off. And you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends. And you already wanna get lost. But we ain't even turned up the radio.
Yeah.
have your boots been under?
Hey!
Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder?